RTR.
RTR, can from RJN. What's up, Tom?
Good morning, Mr. Jones. Oh, we just mailed our ballots and voted absentees and just left the post office and headed, let me turn this radio down here, headed towards Spartanburg.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for my wife to get off the phone so she can witness mine and I can witness hers and we can get those in the mail.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You made my day. That's what we did. That's the first time in our lives that we ever voted absentee, but we've never missed one.
Done it several times, being overseas in the service, absentee, Lord, I don't know how many times, but half my career was over there, so someplace or another, so yeah, we've done it a few times.
Just check one box and you're on the road again, just like Willie Nelson. At any rate, I'm glad that's over with. And, oh, it's an absolutely beautiful day, showing 63 degrees here in the car. Just need a few mass consumables, and so we thought we'd get out and let the grass dry out a little bit, and I got some things to do outside when I get back home. The rain level is low this morning. I think whenever those fronts come through there, well, I know it is, those suckers really kill arthritis.
Must hit a bad spot there for a minute. Some of that broke up, but I caught most of it. But, yeah, it's a nice day out there. If the grass ever dries out, I'm going to have to mow it.
Yeah, we're out here by the, I call it the motor mile, Nissan and Honda and Toyota, all that, the Wally World and Greer. Now you know where we're at.
Roger that. Well, like I say, I'm going to get out there and mow the grass if it ever dries out. But it may not be till this afternoon, but that's okay, too, because then it'll be warmer. It's kind of cold out here at this point.
You're dang right, especially for us old folks. I go out and get the paper of a morning and get a sampling of it. But lately, it's just been tropical. It really stunk. I wanted to say suck. I don't know if that's protocol or not, but it was bad. And air quality's really been terrible. Oh, there's the blue lights up there. Right in front of the Ford dealership. Somebody made their day, you know it?
Well, everybody needs a hobby.
That's a good way of putting it, John. I need to mow grass, too. Last week, we reseeded and aerated and fertilized and then reseeded the lawn. And our kids kind of keep us up on that. Amy used to own Lawn Doctor of Greer. We'll hit that button one time. Must be a wreck up here. I see red lights up here at that intersection of that. What's the name of that highway out there? Vernon Smith Parkway. I don't know if they're stopped up there or not, actually, John. But I picked up a KA band radar, which would be Highway Patrol or Sheriff.
Well, take care going by that. Apparently invariably somebody's done something stupid, so watch out for debris in the road.
You know, I was in Lowe's yesterday. That brings to mind, or day before, I had to go get some conduit fittings and for my little project, putting up a security light and a switch on it, just kind of moving it from one place to another. And there was some guy in there bragging about not wearing a mask and to some lady, and I didn't say nothing. And as I was going up the aisle by the insecticides and stuff, there was an old Navy friend of mine in there and that I'd met before that worked there. And I said, you know, Jess, there just isn't a pill or any cure for stupid.
No, you can't fix stupid, but you you can duct tape it.
OTR. Yeah, yeah, but I heard this morning you can't do that. I was reading a letter from Carolina Heating and Air. That's our service people. And it said the name duct tape come from back in the days when in World War II, when the soldiers would put duct tape around their ammunition boxes, and so it kept it kind of waterproof like a duck, and then it had the threads running through it, and somehow that related to duct, I don't know. So they started putting it on air conditioning ducts. Now, FYI, they don't do that anymore. They found that it cracks when it gets old, and you and I know it gets real nasty, sticky. So they use that silver tape, and they actually got some glue they use on it. There's your tip of the day, John.
Heard or read a long time ago that duct tape works on a number of things, but the one thing it doesn't work on good is duct.
I never did try it on them ducks we shot back up in Kansas, but I don't know if that'd been too utilitarian or not. But, yeah, I got a light that I'm going to put a switch on it, a weatherproof one. I put up a pole out there to hold up my coaxial cable because I'd had a tree cut a few years ago. And this stump was about 10 feet tall, and it was rotting, and so I had it chopped off when they did some other tree work, and so I put an inch and a half conduit out there, and I'm seeing brake lights up here. Nope, that ambulance went on. So I'm going to put this security light on it, and the reason I like it so well is if you're willing to spend a few more bucks, you can get one that stays on, and it's LED, and it stays on dimly, and that's what shines back from our garage door to the basement. But then if there's motion enters it, it goes real bright. And so it kind of gives you kind of like a highlighter, you know, like out on a telephone pole. And, but then if something, like a dog or something's heading for the chickens or an aggressor, well, it'll light them up where you can get a better shot at them.
Roger that. I got one outside the garage. Take the dog out for a walk. As soon as you walk into it, it'll come on. It doesn't snap on. It kind of glows on, kind of slow, but it lights up that section of the yard fairly well. But if you leave it on, it'll be flashing all night long because every time a leaf moves on the tree or bird flies through or whatever, it'll come back on. So I turn it off at night.
Zero TR. Well, you can set the sensitivity down on that, and it won't pulse as much on you. Because I know if it's turned up real high, even the bugs will make it come on at times. I have one like that on the tin barn, little utility shack we got. And then I have two that when you walk out in the backyard or come into it or walk into our garage area, it actually turns on and it'll follow you. And then it's also recording you. So that's kind of nice. I haven't seen those. Costco's had those one time, and I bought two of them. And you can even set them up with a personal message on them or, you know, like, get out of here or the police have been notified or whatever. Or you can make them ding-dong or bark like a dog. So that's my own pet dog, and I don't even have to feed it, John.
KB4CBA. Go ahead, man. Hey, Tom. I didn't mean to take your turn there, John. I was just throwing in my call there. Get in line. Hope y'all were doing well, and I'm headed to the dentist. Anyway, go ahead and pick it up, John.
Can't play tennis in the dentist's office.
That's his occupation. You know, Dave, I heard about things yesterday. I'm very, very sorry to hear that. And I hope it works out for you.
Big deal. And their loss, and I shouldn't have mentioned it over there, actually. My wife's going to kill me. If she's real private and just wants certain people to know. So just play dumb. If I ever say she's in the car or whatever. Anyway, but yeah, it's great. I mean, we're not hurting at all, so we'll be in good shape. I appreciate it.
Well, I can play dumb. I apparently missed that conversation, but anyway. Tom, Bernice with you.
Board apartment sitting right beside me. Say hi, John.
Hi, John. Hi, Dave.
Go ahead and smack him upside the head for that comment.
That's for me, too.
With friends like you, who needs enemies?
Friends are for, Tom.
That's exactly right, bud. Well, we know Bernice keeps you straight, so we don't have to worry about it. She's probably your, just like your D.I.
Yeah, Dave, well, I can give you the tip of the day. I give John one there earlier. Don't telephone, just tell Steve.
Well, I tell you, my wife, since she's at home now, she's going, you need to leave for the dentist. I just start to say, I don't need a secretary, thank you.
You're still married?
Or where the guns are.
You're still breathing, too.
So, anyway. She doesn't know where they are. Well, I think she does know where they are. She doesn't know the combination to the safe. So, she said she didn't want to know. I said, okay. But they're loaded and ready. And you don't even have to cock the hammer if you don't want to. But flip the safety off and you're ready to go.
Oh, shoot. Well, I'll tell you, anybody put up with a group like us, they deserve a halo, John.
Speak for yourself, Tom. I'm an angel.
Well, it is. That's what the angels wear, is a halo, so. John, you must have two or three of them. A halo cluster.
Like I say, I'm an angel, but then again, so is this.
Reference to being married to me.
John beat you out on that one, Tom. Say yours again.
I said, Bernice has a purple heart and a bronze star for being married to me. She deserves one.
I tell you, it can't be that bad.
Somebody solicited that comment. I guess I left myself wide open, though. Oh, shoot. Well, Dave, where are you headed today, and what's on the agenda?
To the dentist, and I'm in kind of a noisy spot right here on 291, coming up on east-north, but hopefully you can copy this. And then tomorrow, if it's nice, which I understand it's going to be nice weather, Bill's going to come over in for IQ and help me. He's going to launch her. He's going to help me get my
HF antenna backup. So, you know, with any luck, I'll be on it. Be able to check into the 80 meter net on 3915 tomorrow night.
That's excellent. I'm gonna have to have some help with mine this time. I think I got to put up that long Carolina Wyndham. I hate to ask. I got a couple of volunteers, but nobody's committed yet because I haven't committed to any schedule yet, of course. But there is some good antenna weather coming up. Go ahead, John.
Because I'm gonna have to back on out of here. I got something I gotta go take care of. You boys carry on. Have a good day. Bernice, keep it straight. Dave, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, I'm on back on out of here. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Tell me, I mean, I'm going to be laying in a chair for about an hour, so I'm going to be kind of stuck. After that, I'm going to be doing a lot of yard work. We got a lot of stuff to do when I get back to the house, so it's going to be a busy day. But you enjoy the rest of the day. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. 73s. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning to you, John. Nice to hear you this morning. 73s. Well, Dave, last time I went, they told me that... we're just pulling into Sam's here now in Spartanburg. They told me that my insurance wouldn't cover my procedure in May, so they moved it up till June. And I thought, well, that's nice. And that was fine with me because I just started that insurance in January. And lo and behold, I had it done. I get the bill for $345. And so I called and told them, and then they appealed it. And then, is that one over there clear? Probably not. Where at? Oh, yeah. And they come back, and a month or so later, I got a bill for $345. So I called the insurance company, and they said, yeah, your insurance is good, because they paid for cleaning. But they said, this procedure here wasn't covered for 6 months. And I said, well, that's what they told me, and they rescheduled me. They said, yeah, but they scheduled you for June the 2nd, or 1st or 2nd, and your insurance wouldn't cover that procedure until 6 months. And I said, well, June is the 6th month. They said, yeah, June 30th, after that.
You hit the wrong date, didn't you? That'd be my luck. I'd go in and, oh, your insurance ran out. It won't cover it. If you come in yesterday, it'd have been fine. Something like that. I mean, that's the way it usually works for me.
That's exactly what happened. So I had to bite the bullet and pay it. But I didn't scream and holler. There's no use. Somebody in the clerical department there made a mistake, and I didn't want to cause them a lot of trouble, although I told them about it. And we'll tell Dr. Dickinson. And I said, well, okay. So I don't know if they'll ever adjust it or not, but life's full of chuck holes in the road, and as you well know, Dave. We're here, sitting in the parking lot. Great to hear you. Hope your procedure's painless. 73s, and you have a good day, Dave. KB4CBA in 0TR.
All right, Tom, 73s, and y'all have fun there at the Walmart. And we will talk with you later. Enjoy the key. So, yeah, I've almost arrived. Got about another mile or so. 73s, in 0TR, KB4CBA, mobile, clear.